Hi, I'm Jim Lippert, and this is the Apostasy Podcast's Science and Skepticism segment. I'm going to briefly talk about a few of my favorite talks at The Amazing Meeting, or TAM, the annual conference of the James Randi Educational Foundation. This year's conference, TAM 6, was held at the Flamingo Hotel in Las Vegas, a city where people believe all kinds of crazy things. If we didn't already have enough evidence that self-proclaimed psychics have no powers, there are now at least two casinos which are promoting shows with psychics. Yet they don't seem to have any worry that having psychics on the premises will result in their patrons betting it all on the winning roulette or keno numbers. There's John Edward of Crossing Over fame at the Flamingo for all of 2008. There are photographs of him advertising his show all over the Flamingo, which a number of skeptics used as backdrops for some creative photography. Sylvia Brown is engaged for a much shorter stay at the Excalibur, where there's apparently little such advertising about the casino. Her show happened to correspond with TAM 6, however, which enabled some skeptics to attend her show after the conference. I'll say more about that later. Skeptics conferences that I've attended in the past have ranged from about 30 people to over 700, which was the 1994 PsyCop conference in Seattle where Carl Sagan was the keynote speaker. They've usually been notable for a lot of gray hair, few women, and a very white audience. I'm happy to say that TAM 6 was larger and had more young people and women than other skeptical conferences I've attended. The over 900 attendees were mostly white, but there appeared to be a bit more cultural diversity than in past conferences. There were quite a few Australians and Canadians and a few Europeans, all taking advantage of the weak dollar. Several of the talks that I found most interesting, informative, and relevant were given on Sunday morning at the contributed papers session at the end of the conference. Tim Farley of whatstheharm.net spoke on using new internet tools to promote skepticism and critical thinking. First of all, his presentation itself was cool. He used the Larry Lessig method with only a word or two on each slide, which made it much less distracting from what he was saying than your typical presentation. He talked about going beyond blogs, social networks, and podcasting to do things like aggregate RSS feeds, filter them for relevant content, and represent them. His whatstheharm.net site does this for a variety of subjects including psychics, Scientology and other cults, health quackery, creationism, UFOs, tax evasion schemes, and so forth. He also advocated publishing all the data you can via RSS, putting events in iCal format, and geocoding your data so that it can be findable through geographic searching. The goal is to make all of this data available for mashups, and also to make it appeal to people without an axe to grind, the neutrals among us. He has a new skeptools.com site up where he has a version of his talk, and you should definitely check it out. Tracy King, who helped promote Richard Wiseman's color-changing card trick video, which had over 2 million views on YouTube, talked about viral videos, what makes them successful, and why we pass them on. There's no formula for success, but common themes include humor, surprise, fear or scaremongering, emotion, skill, and embarrassment. And why do we pass them on? To bask in reflected glory, to show that we're the first to know, to participate in a group with similar tastes, to be part of a shared cultural experience. Her suggestions for making an effective viral video were, first, to identify what your message is, and don't be preachy or superior. Second, determine what your objectives are, driving traffic to your website, getting people to tell a friend, write their congressman, etc. If you don't explicitly have a call to action, your message may get lost. Third, find a creative concept, which may be explicit, subtle, or obscure. Fourth, make the video. That's the easy part, right? Fifth, promote the video. It's not going to circulate itself. Tracy runs a company that does professional seeding of content via a network of bloggers and forum participants without spamming. Which brings us to point six, don't spam. Lee Graham, a PhD student in computer science and member of the Ottawa Skeptics, gave an interesting presentation about his 3D virtual creature evolution program, including video of the creatures in action. He talked about some of the features of his program and how it worked, and then looked at the question of where the evolved complexity came from. And the answer wasn't that God did it or that the programmer built it in. There were lots more talks than this that were fantastic. The keynote speech from Neil deGrasse Tyson of the Hayden Planetarium that covered a wide range of topics, Stephen DeVella of the Skeptic's Guide to the Universe podcast on consciousness, dualism, and neuroscience denial, Matthew Chapman on the Dover Intelligent Design Trial and Science Debate 2008, Phil Plait of badastronomy.com on the wonders of the objects in our solar system, and psychologist Richard Wiseman, who treated the participants to a spoon-bending lesson from Teller and organized the world record for the largest group of simultaneous spoon-bending activity, which was filmed for a YouTube video. But about Sylvia Brown, Robert Lancaster of StopSylviaBrown.com was selected to ask her last question of the evening. He was polite about it, but she knew who he was and couldn't let it go, with the effect that she advertised his website to her entire paying audience and he got a great story for his website. Check out StopSylviaBrown.com, that's Brown with an E. I've written a detailed five-part summary of the entire conference, which you can find at my blog, lippard.blogspot.com. Until next time, be sure to think responsibly.